the theme music to Air Hunters on BBC One. That's a show where probate genealogists trace missing relatives when someone dies to inform them of their inheritance. And in the new series on Monday, we're going to hear the story of a private secretary at the Houses of Parliament and the unsuspecting heir from Fareham. I'm pleased to say that that heir is Annette Flatley, who joins me in the studio now, along with Daniel Curran of Finders International, who did the searching. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Very lovely to see you. I have a problem with heir hunters. My brain always wants to call it hair hunters, like some kind of, you know, German field marshal. So if I do that at any point over the next 5 minutes, forgive me. It's a stray H.
There's a barbers in Arsenal, North London, called Hair Hunters. Okay. After the show, so you're not the first.
That'll doubly confuse things. Right, so Daniel, let's start with you then. A very interesting story, this, and a pretty complicated one. This is all about Elizabeth Clare Ganyu. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And this is from Annette's father's side.
That's correct. Yeah, this was the first story, I think, on next Monday on BBC One Air Hunters. It harks back a couple of years, actually, because we were starting to work on Elizabeth Clare's, I'll try and avoid saying the surname as well, but I think it's we've been calling it Gagnu or Ganyu, we're not sure. But anyway, she was a bit of a mystery. And working from our side, we didn't know exactly. We thought she had a modest as to the next of kin were. There were numerous changes of name to do with her mother. But we persisted, and here we are 2 years later, and Annette with me here is one of the beneficiaries.
How did you make the link to Annette?
Well, it was through the deceased's mother. Her name was Lily, but there were numerous names she used on different certificates. So she used the name Ganyu, of course, Tressida and Pavey. And finally, we worked out that the deceased, Elizabeth Clare Ganyu, was born illegitimately. And then we piece together the fact that Lillian, her mother, was probably a Pavey, and proceeded to trace the Pavey family tree. But in the process of doing that, we also contacted a half-blood sister to Elizabeth Clare, and she was subsequently adopted out of the family and so couldn't inherit. But this lady's name was Belinda. Now, Belinda would have been the sole heir to the estate had she not been adopted out of the family.
Right.
But Belinda also had never met Annette or any of the Pavey family and never knew anything about her mother. So for her, it was a big story. And on the show, they're reunited and Annette meets Belinda for the first time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and Annette, so have you got this straight in your head now then? Do you understand what your link is to Elizabeth Clare, or is it all still a bit of a mystery?
Well, she's a cousin.
Right.
Step cousin,
I guess.
Step cousin, yeah.
Okay.
Because obviously Lillian was my dad's older sister.
Don't say obviously. I struggle with all this family tree stuff.
I know, it's really difficult, isn't it? Lillian was my dad's older sister.
Yeah.
And Belinda, the adopted daughter, was her daughter,
right,
obviously. So she's my cousin. And then Claire, Elizabeth, was also my cousin.
I see.
But
okay.
I didn't know anything about any of them.
And what happened then when you got this call, presumably out of the blue, from Daniel? And this is, there's 18 heirs, I think. It's a £35,000 estate. So it's a relatively modest sum of money. But what's nice here is the mystery work that's gone into pulling it all together. What was your reaction
when they came round?
Yeah.
Well, interest, I guess. You know, it's sort of, oh, another bit of the family jigsaw puzzle is being fitted together. There's a bit that you sort of think, oh, lots of money, and then you think, actually, no, that's not really important.
Yeah.
We don't know what the figure is anyway, you know. If anything, you've just said something, but I don't know.
Well, Daniel, that's what I've got in front of me, a £35,000 estate. Is that about
the size? It may have increased a bit in value since then. As part of the service, we do, it's not talked about so much, but we do a UK-wide asset search. Mm. So we look for additional assets, make sure there's no will. All this kind of thing is included, but it's not so glamorous as the meeting the heirs.
Yeah, no, of course. Is there a limit to how you talked about the person who was adopted out of the family, but beyond that, as far as bloodline goes, is there a limit to how remotely related somebody can be in a position where they can stand?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in England and Wales, we don't have particularly generous laws compared to Scotland. The most distant relatives can be descended from half-blood uncles and aunts.
Right.
So any of their issue, so your half-blood cousins or their descendants can be your next of kin. Beyond that, unfortunately, it goes to the crown. Whereas in Scotland, you can go on forever.
Oh, really?
You can look for second or third cousins. But of course, when you do that, the family trees become enormous.
Yes, no, I found out recently that I'm very, very distantly related to Lawrence of Arabia, which is hugely exciting for our family.
Excellent.
No other claims to fame at all above. And I met one of his other distant relatives last year, yeah. And jokingly said, I'm ready for my share of my inheritance. And she tutted and walked off, basically.
But I think actually, though, that it's more about the family that you find.
Exactly. It's nice to know about these connections, isn't it? And how was the reunion?
It was nice. It was interesting because obviously we'd not met each other before. Yeah. I was looking for similarities to see if she had any family traits, but I don't think she does particularly. But no, it was really nice to meet her, and we got on reasonably well, and for a first time meeting.
Yes, that's the nice thing, finders. We're obviously concentrating on inheritance matters, but you often get these reunions as a result of the work. Mm. And in two or three of the shows, actually, on this coming series of Air Hunters, we've had some bizarre twists and turns that resulted in similar kind of family reunions to Annette's. So it's a fascinating side and an unexpected result sometimes.
Yeah, well, the new series starts on Monday at 9:15 in the morning. We're thinking you're going to be the first story on it, Annette. So sat down with a big bag of popcorn at 9:15 in the morning to enjoy it. Lovely to meet you this morning. Thank you for coming in. Annette Flatley from Air... Well, she's featured in this new series of Air Hunters, and Daniel Curran as well from Finders International, who trace the airs. BBC Radio Solent.